The sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. It seemed so simple, but we do not have a correct answer yet for today's Morning Mind Bender. It's brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They are the good guys, and you can find them online at lightfootmechanical.com. Today's question involves relationships taking you into your weekend. 8% of people say that their feelings for their partner decreased after this happened.
Would you like some Wall Nation answers, Malone?
Heck yes, I would.
Riding the mechanical bull together at the landmark.
Oh.
Doing your business off the porch together.
We need to filter these.
Compared criminal records. Mm. You don't necessarily have to do that outside, but that could be a killer. Bumped into each other at the club.
At the club?
Not the club, the club.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, 8% of people say that their feelings for their partner decreased after they did this with them. We've already handed it to you on a silver platter. We've told you that it happens outside.
I think it's play golf.
Whoa, now, whew, you got to be real careful with that one.
Oh, yeah?
Depends on how serious you are with your golf game. If your partner's not, yeah, that could be more than 8%, certainly.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's going to be swimming.
Now, why would swimming jack up your relationship?
If the other half drowns?
Everybody's uncomfortable with their body, I guess, and maybe once you get less clothes on, your partner's not what you thought.
So you're a Catholic, and that would be the only time that you saw her knees exposed, I see.
I guess that's not the correct answer.
That is not the correct answer, but the good news is we have a hint song for you.
That's right. I mean, come on, people. Josh Abbott Band, Road Trippin'.
8% of people say their feelings for their partner decreased after they did this. What could it be?
Music's in the console, and the beer's on the floor, and everybody's gassing up their boards. I got good tunes blaring, sing along songs, and everybody's glad to get along. With my friends, just road tripping on a long weekend. Gambling, Shreveport, Ski, Colorado, or we can do Burke, New Mexico. A country concert or a football game. Every time's different, but it's the same. But it's Friday night and we're getting out of town. We don't care when the sun goes down. Making memories with my friends. Just road tripping on a long weekend. Yeah, I take pictures next to city. Staying up late with Boone's Farm Wine. Gonna have a dozen stories to tell. Damn glad we got out of our hometown jail.
Obvious to me, Justin Frizzell,
yes, ma'am.
Is that the party has already started for most ranch fans for the weekend.
Hey, why not? Go
well,
get it, dude. Go get
is,
it.
If you start that, you're not going to get the Morning Mind Bender, apparently, because we played Road Trippin' as our hint song.
Right, we
and
did.
And we do not have a correct answer yet.
Really?
8% of people say that their feelings for their partner decreased after they did this with them. Surely this is going to be right.
Is it going hiking?
Why would you lose interest just because you go up a mountain with the dude?
Maybe they can't handle the outdoors or they get tired faster.
Oh.
And then it's not attractive anymore.
The old wimp. Yeah, I do not want to have thighs larger than my date, and I do not want to be able to scale a mountain more quickly. But not correct.
Thank you.
Is it to go camping?
I think it's spent watermelon seeds at a contest.
You find you a woman that compete with you on that, you marry her right there.
So that's wrong, too?
It is wrong, but you make her your watermelon queen.
817-877-1959. 8% of people say their feelings for their partner decreased after they took a what with them.
You almost did it, didn't you?
I really did,
yeah.
Almost accidentally.
I mean, you just might as well just say road tripping.
It's the sound of Texas, 95.9, The Ranch, Justin and Malone, a.k.a. Jam.
8% of folks have had their feelings decreased for their partner once they've, what would you say, let's just say accomplished this activity,
uh-huh.
And it's an outside activity.
817-877-1959.
Hi, is it yard work?
How could a man not become more attractive if he's in the yard working?
And the woman's over there working the tiller?
No, the woman's on the porch drinking her cold beer.
There you go.
But not right. Thank you.
Telling you how you're doing it wrong?
Yes, you missed a spot.
Is it vacationing?
Ooh, what
how
do you think, Malone?
Are you traveling on said vacation?
Flying?
You could not be any closer, but you're still wrong.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Really?
Do you disagree?
Vacationing? I kind of think that is a really good cousin phrase.
I do too.
Road tripping.
However, this is not Arkansas. We don't do cousins here.
Going on a road trip.
That is absolutely right. Congratulations.
Hey, Malone, do you actually remember me? I won tickets going to the Crawfish Festival with you.
You gave away a prize where you got to go to a Crawfish Festival with you?
You're not giving away prizes right if you don't get to go to a Crawfish Festival when you give them away. Who is this?
Right, Kelsey.
Kelsey, it is great to talk to you. So does that mean I get to come to Friday Night Drags with you too, since you have now won a 4-pack of tickets to the Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags at Texas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, you can be my date.
Easy ace.
I think your weekend's set, Malone.
The sound of Texas, 95.9, The Ranch.